It's time for CNN Student News. It's cost-free and commercial-free. It's Tuesday, February 4th, and man, it has been a bad year so far for the U.S. stock market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is just that, an average of major U.S. stocks. It includes Chevron, McDonald's, Home Depot, Walmart. It's one indicator of how the U.S. economy is doing, and yesterday it took a plunge. The Dow closed 326 points lower than it opened yesterday morning. That's after a month of overall losses. For 2014, the average is down 7%. There are several likely reasons for this, from company earnings that were less than investors had hoped they would be, to volatility or instability in some of the world's smaller economies.
It was a volatile week on Wall Street. The major averages all ended solidly in the red, partly thanks to mixed earnings. Big-name companies like Amazon, Chevron, and MasterCard all disappointed investors with their report cards. But the main drag came from worries about emerging markets. Wall Street is concerned the liquidity crunch in places like India, Turkey, and Argentina could affect corporate profits here. And if American companies aren't making enough money, they won't grow, invest, and hire. The week's volatility was especially notable in the Dow. It alternately rose, then fell in all five sessions. Some of the frustration was also tied to the latest Federal Reserve meeting. As expected, the Fed reduced economic stimulus by another $10 billion per month. But investors wanted policymakers to, in some way at least, address the turmoil in emerging markets. Now, the fact that the central bank didn't even acknowledge it in its policy statement was a disappointment to Wall Street. The meeting did mark the last with Ben Bernanke at the helm. The now former chairman's term expired on Friday.
And the new leader of the Federal Reserve was sworn in yesterday. It's Janet Yellen, the first woman to chair the Central Bank of the U.S. President Obama nominated her in October. The U.S. Senate gave advice and consent, as the U.S. Constitution says it should, and senators voted 56 to 26 to confirm Yellen last month. She's worked at the Federal Reserve for more than a decade, and she specializes in the economics of unemployment. But Yellen's also expected to continue the policies of her predecessor, Ben Bernanke, and critics who didn't agree with those policies may also disagree with Yellen's. In today's roll call, we're sailing up the East Coast with some mascots you'd find off the East Coast. Talking about the Barracudas of Miami, Florida. They're hunting the waters near Coral Reef Senior High School. Not too far from the Georgia coast, we found the Herons of Brantley County Middle School. They're watching from Nahunta. And we'll drop anchor in Yorktown, Virginia, because there are Clippers there. They're docked at Grafton High School. Immigration. One big issue the U.S. government's expected to debate this year. There are more than 11.5 million people living in the U.S. illegally. For years, the debate centered on what to do about that. Does the country work to deport more of them? Does it give them legal status, allowing them to keep living in the U.S., but with some limitations? Or does it give them a path to full citizenship and the rights and privileges that come with it? Compromise is needed to pass any law, and there are some mixed messages in Washington.
Let's talk about areas where you might be able to make some progress. Yeah.
In an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, President Obama set off a flurry of headlines when he appeared to signal he's open to a possible deal on immigration reform that didn't include a path to citizenship. He said he's encouraged by signs House Speaker John Boehner may be willing to allow undocumented immigrants to remain in the U.S.
If the speaker proposes something that says, right away, folks aren't being deported, families aren't being separated, we're able to attract top young students to provide the skills or start businesses here, and then there's a regular process of citizenship, I'm not sure how wide the divide ends up being. That's why I don't want to prejudge it.
At the same time, Boehner showed some give.
This problem's been around for at least the last 15 years. It's been turned into a political football. I think it's unfair. So I think it's time to deal with it.
The question, is there common ground in finding a way for undocumented immigrants to remain in the United States and legally without full citizenship? This past week, House Republicans circulating their principles for reform, insisting undocumented immigrants not get a special pathway to citizenship, but allowing them to live legally in the United States after admitting fault, paying fees and back taxes, and passing background checks. Liberal Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi balked, saying legal status isn't enough, continuing to insist on a path to full citizenship. The White House responded that the president wasn't backing down, that citizenship remains one of his key principles, but suggested the two sides were getting closer.
I don't think it would be a surprise that their principles might differ to some degree from the president's, but the fact is what those principles represent is a significant evolution in the positive direction from where they were.
Aaron McPike, CNN, Washington.